We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, people in Beverly Hills say even with beefed up security in certain areas, they're surprised to see a recent shooting and more smash-and-grab burglaries. Natalie Tavidian is in Beverly Hills with this live report.
The police department tells me that security continues to be at an all-time high in the entire business district. Just last night, one man was shot outside of a restaurant here on North Cannon Drive. It was around midnight. A man stepped out for a smoke. Police say it doesn't seem to have been a random incident. Still, people who live here are saying they're stunned.
I have seen more security on Cannon, actually, where the restaurants are.
It is a little scary since, you know, we do work over here and people live over here. It is scary.
Now, on Saturday, I spoke with Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Stainbrook after a smash and grab at a Neiman Marcus that happened that day. He told me that a lot of these crimes are being committed by repeat offenders. He says with about 2,000 cameras around the city, police are confident that they're going to find and arrest suspects. But the police chief told me that he believes that the problem is they're getting released and doing it again. Live in Beverly Hills, Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Students going back to the schools this week. The head of the LAPD asking drivers be especially careful. Young people out there walking, riding the bikes. Michael Moore at today's police commission meeting pointing out vehicle accidents leading cause of death for people under 14.
The greatest proportion of these deaths occur during drop-off and pickup times between 7 a.m. and 8 in the morning and between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Moore says the LAPD is working with LA Unified, stepping up patrols from the schools, around the schools, to enforce the traffic laws.
A troubling alert today from the federal government. They say the Colorado River, which supplies water for 40 million people, is at a tipping point.
This marks the 23rd year of a drought that has been long threatening the Colorado River, threatening the availability of water to several states that rely on it. Christopher Cutler with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says the nation's two largest reservoirs are dangerously low.
Reservoirs provide security to water supply by capturing water during the wetter years and supplementing releases during the drier years. Powell is currently 26% full, and Meade is 27% full.
Because of those dire numbers, water cutbacks are coming, but not for California. The Golden State's water rights outrank those of its neighboring states, so California escapes water cuts in 2023. Not the same for Nevada, which will have to get by with 8% less water from the Colorado, 3% for Arizona. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The death sentences of two convicted murderers have been lowered to life in prison without parole. LA County DA's office and defense attorneys issued a joint appeal to overturn the death sentences. They maintain that one of the men who killed a neighbor by spiking some gin with cyanide now has Alzheimer's and cannot understand why he's in prison or that he's on death row. Second man, they say, has been diagnosed as having several different types of intellectual disabilities and therefore should not be executed.
Glendale officials are kicking off the start of a project that will convert a historic medical laboratory building into low-cost rental housing for seniors in a little more than a year.
The city acquired the former Harrower Laboratory and Clinic in 2019. And Abode Communities President and CEO Holly Benson says the work on retrofitting the structure begins immediately with a goal of completion in late 2023.
It's going to be a lovely 39-unit senior housing development that will be affordable for 75 years, serving seniors, including with resident services, that will really help enrich their lives.
With the city already owning the property and funding it with a combination of federal tax grants and private investment, the cost of completing the project is roughly half of what it would be if the building were raised and rebuilt from scratch. And with rents ranging from $480 to $1,340 a month, seniors will be able to live out their lives here without fear of displacement. In Glendale, Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An online petition to reopen the empty St. Vincent Medical Center for use as an acute care facility for homeless people has garnered more than 1,000 signatures.
The petition was started by L.A. City Councilman Mitch O'Farrell. He's urging the hospital's owner, billionaire Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, to work with the city to bring the building back to life.
life.
Even if there's some sort of deal that he's trying to put together to redevelop the site, that will likely take years. So let's utilize it right now, if that should be the case.
He says they can bring city, county, and state resources into the conversation, but he needs Soon Shiong
to be a philanthropist, to be vested in the success of this city, to be vested in the well-being of this city and the people who need this the most. And that's people who are suffering and dying on the streets, unhoused.
O'Farrell envisions St. Vincent being a place where counseling, alcohol and drug addiction services, healthcare, and mental health professionals are all under one roof, servicing hundreds of homeless people at a time. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
We reached out to Dr. Soon Shiong. So far, no response.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.